This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl.
Among the many things this pandemic has complicated, work. Also, being a parent. Also, being a working parent. And with the still not completely settled everywhere question of what school is going to look like this fall, a lot of families are doubling down on doing double duty for the duration, which could have some implications for job security. From the Workplace Culture Desk, Marketplace's Megan McCarty-Carino has more on that one.
In the early weeks of lockdown, Ruth Martin with the nonprofit Moms Rising was optimistic the crisis might have an upside. Companies were finally being forced to provide the flexibility and accommodations for families her organization has long fought for. But she says those promises are starting to fray.
We do worry that we're going to see more examples of employers discriminating against their employees who have these caregiving responsibilities.
Last week, Florida State University faced a backlash when it announced employees could no longer care for children during work hours. The school has since retracted the policy, but it reflects the growing risks for working parents, says Joan C. Williams, the director of the Center for Work-Life Law at UC Hastings, which runs a helpline for workplace discrimination.
We just have hair-raising stories of the kinds of treatment that people are being given.
And the burdens are falling hardest on women.
My husband has about 4 hours of video calls a day. And so I often get kid duty, especially in the mornings.
Julia Martin is an education law attorney near Silver Spring, Maryland, who's been sneaking in work during her children's nap times and in the evenings. Like many moms, she's taken on the bulk of extra childcare for the family. Caitlin Collins is a sociologist at Washington University in St. Louis.
Women are reducing their work hours 4 to 5 times more than fathers are doing.
And even women who can maintain a full workload face a penalty when inevitably kids run through the background of video calls.
The very same action of stepping away from the call to tend to a child is perceived very differently in the workplace to the advantage of men and to the disadvantage of mothers.
Women workers tend to be perceived less favorably and paid less when they have children, while men get a career and pay boost. I'm Megan McCarty-Carino for Marketplace.